Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Yvette, Y-V-E-T-T-E, Lumending, L-U-M-I-N-D-I-N-G. Yvette Lumending is a 32-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 2-14-22, but at that time she slipped and fell on black ice when she was 35 weeks pregnant. Apparently she was seen at the emergency room the same day, believing she injured her right knee. Apparently she had further evaluation, but remains unaware from final diagnosis. Apparently she did accept an injection to the knee that helped. Apparently she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. Period. New paragraph. I am not in receipt of her early contemporaneous course of treatment. However, I have been advised that she was seen by Dr. Zook on 9/22/22 for a need for treatment evaluation. Period. He noted after the incident she was seen at Shore Memorial Hospital. Her x-rays showed the absence of a fracture. Period. She was 33 weeks pregnant at the time, and after she was cleared from an OBGYN standpoint, she returned to work in a full-duty capacity with no further treatment provided. At the time of this evaluation, she reported persistent anterior right knee pain, which was tender to touch, and worse with bending or kneeling. She also had sensations of instability with her pain. Crepitation was appreciated over the anterior aspect of the knee. Dr. Zook diagnosed post-traumatic prepatellar bursitis of the right knee, status post-contusion of the right knee. Pretty recommended physical therapy and consideration for cortisone injection of the knee. Period. New paragraph. On 3/21/23, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. DeMorant. Period. He noted that she completed her pregnancy without complication and had delivered her child. Period. She was back working full duty without restrictions. Period. However, she remains symptomatic about the knee. Period. Upon exam, her gait was smooth and non-antalgic. Period. She has hypersensitivity to light touch without significant swelling on the right patellar bursa. Period. There was no effusion or warmth. Period. There was full range of motion of the right knee that was stable to provocative maneuvers. Period. He noted x-rays of the knee from February revealed no acute bony injury. Period. There was good joint space and good alignment with no sparring around the patella. But his impression was right knee traumatic prepatellar bursitis with residual complaints. Period. He prescribed her Medrol dose pack and meloxicam. Period. New paragraph. On 5/2/23, she returned to Dr. DeMorant. And was offered a cortisone injection that she declined. Her previous Medrol dose pack was never filled as she lost the prescription. She was taking Celebrex. He gave her a new prescription for the Medrol dose pack. She was to return in 2 months' time, anticipating achieving maximum medical improvement. She did see Dr. DeMorant a final time on 7/25/23. She was doing very well and had no complaints of pain. Period exam found some slight thickening in the right prepatellar bursa, but no swelling. Period, there was no tenderness, and she had full range of motion of the knee. Period. He discharged her from active orthopedic care at full duty and maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. She wore stretch yoga-type pants that she rolled up for evaluation. Period. This limited proximal visualization and pinprick testing. Period. The rest of the lower extremity exam is normal. Knees normal. Lumbar sacral normal. Impressions on 2/14/22. Yvette Lumending slipped and fell at work onto her right knee. Period. She evidently was seen at the hospital where x-rays were negative. Period. She eventually had a need for treatment evaluation with Dr. Zook on 9/22/22. This is followed by a course of conservative care from Dr. DeMorant. It included prescriptions for medications. one of which she lost. Period. As of his last visit on 7/25/23, she had no complaints of pain and was working full duty. Period. Her current clinical exam of the knee is benign. Period. Provocative measures were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. Her soft tissue injury has long since fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. End.